Missouri Nut Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. Mizzou men's basketball improves to 4-0, an 83-60 win over the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. It's the Tigers' biggest win ever over a Big Ten team. They were trailing in the first half and then turned it on in the second with an 18-1 run. And Dennis Gates says it was the defense that turned this around.
13-minute mark. Our guys just decided to defend at that point, and we decided to rebound. Not happy about the rebounding margin very early in the game, but Cruz, guards like Jaden Stone, Mark Mitchell, they pulled us out, so I'm thankful.
Mitchell led the way with 18 points. Oh, and by the way, the Tigers shot nearly 60% from the field. They will host Prairie View A&M on Monday, and they have the distinction of having the number one recruiting class in the country. After they just signed Tony Bryant, and then they picked up four-star sharpshooter Aiden Chronister from Rogers, Arkansas. The 6'7 wing is ranked among the nation's best in three-point shooting. Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco was the only player who did not practice yesterday ahead of this matchup with Denver, where Patrick Mahomes says the stakes are high if the Chiefs want a shot at 10 straight AFC West division titles.
They're first in the division, and they have a couple games on us. And so it's huge for the division, and that's always our first goal, is win the division. And so it's a really good football team. There's no way around it.
Mizzou quarterback Matt Zollers was just 7 of 22 against Texas A&M, but three of those completions went to fellow freshman Donovan Olubide for 74 yards, including a 34-yard completion. Boy, if the transfer portal and NIL don't split these two up, this would be a great QB-receiver combo to see for the next few years at Mizzou. Olubide is very confident and loves Zollers' play.
His poise in the pocket, you know, freshman out there, look calm, poised, like we've done it before. His arm talent, how he knows football.
Two big, inspiring freshmen, but it's senior day this Saturday when they take on Mississippi State. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.